Maseches Kilayim, Perik Vav, Mishnah Vav, 6-6. The Mishnah continues to discuss the halachas of the aris, the hanging kerem, the hanging vineyard. And as we've seen, there are two basic halachas. Halacha number one is that you can't plant within 6 tefachim of an individual vine. And number two, you can't plant within 4 amos of a kerem, a halachic vineyard. The aris is this phenomenon where if you have 5 vines, they're planted in a straight line, and they're draped over something which is 10 tefachim high. That thing over which they're draped is called an aris, and it is like a transported, has the din, as if it were a kerem all to itself, meaning that one can't plant within 4 amos of the footprint beneath the aris. So again, if you have a gazebo, you have 5 vines, turn over the gazebo, so you can't plant under the gazebo, nor within 4 amos around the gazebo. That's like a avodas hakerem, the work area around the vineyard, even if it's far away from the trunks of the vines. This mission will emphasize that although the aris is to a great degree just like a kerem, there are certain differences, and this mission will focus on one of those differences. And that particular difference is the question of the pesek, the break within an aris, or as the mission says, piske aris, breaks within an aris. So this halacha would be analogous to the case of the karachas hakerem. Maybe we'll remember back to the fourth parak, first mishnah. We said that if you have a vineyard and there's a patch, a clearing within that vineyard, so let's say you have, you know, vines on the left and vines on the right, but you have no vines in the middle anymore. So we said, although the usual rule is the vines on the left would constitute one vineyard and on the vines on the right would constitute a second vineyard, and normally one would say, okay, so just distance yourself 4 amos from each of those two karam, those two vineyards, and you could plant between them, no problem. The karachas hakerem is more strict, and we said you needed to have a total of 16 amos, according to Beis Hillel, between the most extreme edges of the vineyards on the left and right. So you'd have to have between the extreme edges of that vineyard, those two vineyards, a total of 16 amos in order to plant anything there. And if you did have 16 amos of clearing, then you just have to keep whatever you plant 4 amos from both the vines on the left and the right. So the karachas hakerem, a clearing in the middle of a kerem, requires 16 amos of clearing, or one may not plant there at all. Here we'll have the piske aris, the breaks in an aris, and we'll see 16 amos aren't required. So the picture to draw in your mind is you have a total of 11 vines, and they're, let's say for argument's sake, you know, spaced, you know, 4 or 5 amos apart, each one to the next, and they're draped over a wall. So since that wall is 10 tefachim high or more, and you have 11, which is more than 5 vines in the row, so the wall becomes an aris, and that being the case,